Democrats' final arguments. Massive explosion. I'm Christopher Cruz. House Democrats have about 7 more hours to present their case against President Trump. They plan to focus on the second article of impeachment, obstruction of Congress. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says he hasn't heard anything new from the Democrats.
Well, in some ways, it's like Groundhog's Day. About every hour and a half, they start over again.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey says the impeachment managers have made such a strong case that he would ask Republicans what more do they need to convict.
I guess the question to them is, if this is not impeachable, what is impeachable?
Democrats' final arguments begin early this afternoon. The defense begins its case Saturday afternoon. Reports say they will likely not use the full 24 hours they've been given to rebut the Democrats' arguments. There's been a huge explosion at an industrial building in Houston. It happened at around 4:30 local time this morning and was felt miles away. Nearby homes were damaged and at least one person has been taken to the hospital. Another person is missing. Fire Chief Sam Pena says his people are on top of things.
Houston Fire Department's hazmat team is on scene. They're doing assessments. We are deploying our units out to the neighborhoods to do a windshield assessment for the neighborhoods to assess damage. But at this time, we can tell you that we have no reports of any accumulation or hazards to the air quality.
Chinese officials have, for all intents and purposes, quarantined tens of millions of people as part of their efforts to try to stop the spread of the deadly coronavirus crisis. Beijing correspondent David Culver is covering the growing crisis.
The scope of this has expanded significantly. We're talking 30 million people. And so these are essential lockdowns within these cities, within the Hubei province primarily. And that means transportation in and out is heavily restricted, cut off in most cases, and transportation within the cities is also limited.
The indices all steady since the open, up less than 0.5%. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? Healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. Healthiq.com/easy.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports. Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
For today, 76 and partly cloudy, 50 tonight, 77 on Saturday and Sunday with sunshine, 51 nighttime lows both nights, and winds at about 5 miles per hour through the weekend.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I've actually been listening to your show, so some interesting stuff you guys were talking about. And some
Really a great perspective from Edward Garrity from the East Coast, obviously, and different investment schemes and what he's doing. He owns a ton of real estate. He's a real estate investor, but I don't think that's his main deal, but...
Well, it's interesting. Again, you want to gravitate to people who are very well educated and a student of the marketplace. And even just sitting, you know, driving here, listening to the show in the morning, sitting in the lobby, you know, some of the perspectives, again, talking about the migration out of California. What's that going to do potentially to California, potentially their economy, but also distributing some of those thoughts and ideals elsewhere in the country.
They bring that attitude with them, so.
And it is interesting because I can tell you over the last 24 months, and it's not the largest segment, so I can't say that, but one of the things that I've seen increase the most is people from California coming over here and buying homes.
Oh, really?
So, and some of them are investors because obviously what you can pay for a home over here in Yuma is a lot less than what you can pay for over in California. But that was the case back in 2004-05 where you had lots of people coming over to buy an investment property. Some of them, yes, are buying investment properties, but most of them are moving over here because they want to find a job over here because it's affordable and it's just too expensive over in California anymore.
Right.
And you start talking to them, and they say some of the same things that you and Edward were talking about this morning is, you know, some of the things you see on the street and some of the things that you experience. And here, you know, good, clean community and want to raise a family, and I just want to get back to working hard and providing for my family now and in the future.
A couple things shocked him about Yuma. One was the proliferation of firearms. Everyone's got one, right? And I used to have being from the D.C., Virginia area.
Yeah.
All that, which, you know, was fine for him. And then the politeness of, I mean, literally everyone we ran into, law enforcement, border patrol, customs, didn't matter. Tremendously polite, kind of surprised him.
Well, that's because he's used to talking to you, so he's not used to the polite.
Thought I represented Yuma.
but again, you know, I think what you know for years and years, and I think most people who are listening to this show have known for years, this is a special place.
Yeah.
And it's still, it's a larger community, but it's still a small-knit community, and you can still know people everywhere you go, and you still care about the people that... You know, Russ, how you doing? How's the business doing? You guys doing well?
Absolutely.
You know, and
it's exactly right.
What can I do to help? You know, you need something? Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you need to borrow a pickup truck for something? You know, those kinds of things that, again, same with me. I've got friends all over the country. They don't have that in other areas.
No.
I was actually on a call with somebody, speaking of California. So, you know, I'm part of a group that there's about 300 loan officers nationwide that... It's a private invite. You're either invited in and then you got to join, or you're not invited in and you're not even there. But, you know, we do group calls and just kind of talking about same types of things, what's happening. And we were talking about various interesting things, and one of the ladies on the call goes, Derek, is it true that you can just walk around openly with a firearm on your waistline? Because you were talking about firearms. And I said, yeah. And I turned to her and I said, is it true that you can't even have a plastic straw in your drink over there?
Oh,
and,
really?
And she goes, yeah. So, you know, it is interesting because based on where you live, maybe you don't understand what a firearm is. Maybe you don't understand what some of the other things that we have going for us here. But, you know, I love Yuma. I love what's happening in the community. But it is interesting that the Californians are coming this direction. And just looking at simple, single family, people moving their family out of an area into an area where they want to prosper more, I almost liken it to, you know, in the Old West, what did you do if you lived on the East Coast and you wanted a different life for your family?
Oh, loaded up the wagon.
Load up the wagon and, you know, westward ho.
Yeah.
And it's almost that same thing where if it's not two, it's three people a week that I'm talking to that are moving out of California, me personally. That's not just the office, that's me personally. Right. And you think, wow, little old Derek in little old Yuma, Arizona is talking to three Californians a week moving this direction. What is that times everybody in Yuma, times everybody in Arizona, times everybody in all of the other areas of the country that people would rather go live to, you know, in?
Right. And these are people that want to prosper, do jobs and those kind of things.
Want to prosper, had a job or have a job over in California, right, want the chance to, A, have the same job here and have a cost of living much less,
right,
or want the possibility of growing in a trajectory that still has them doing better every year, so, as opposed to losing
ground. So we're getting a solid citizen, potentially, and you and California is losing that segment.
Yes.
And they're not losing the homeless segment. It's growing.
Correct. And that's the one thing that I would say, you know, again, listening to the conversation, the economy of them moving out, yes, it's going to hurt California. I hope they vote the right way, whichever way you and I believe.
I hope they vote the right way.
But at the same time, these are people that are leaving good jobs, moving this way, because they're not buying a home unless they have a good job, right?
Usually. That's the case.
So, yeah, again, like you say, these are people who are coming over, who are self-sufficient, who want to get ahead, who want to prosper for the family, and it very much feels like that person who's immigrating to the country who wants to get ahead. You've seen the study. What is it? A immigrant into the United States is 3 times more likely to become a millionaire than a natural-born citizen.
Because they don't know what they can't do.
Right. And there's the awe of optimism and the amazement. Now, I know you're looking at your phone. Before you do that, yeah. I met with a couple last night. They're buying a home. He works very hard. She just got her citizenship 3 weeks ago. She's been in the country on a work visa, and I mean, she's done it legally. But, you know, on my office wall, if you remember, I have the Constitution.
Yep.
You know, just a very nice display, because I always said if I had a nice office, I want to actually have the Declaration of Independence on the wall. And she looked over and she goes, "Is that the Declaration of Independence?" And I said, "Why, yes, it is." She started crying, and she told me the story about how worked and struggled to get here and wants the life for her family, and now she and her husband are buying a new family, and she's trying to teach her kids the value of America and fly the flag and support the country that's going to support them. And just a very refreshing perspective.
Oh, yeah.
And super motivating.
So. Well, and I know there's been people from Venezuela who've traveled here to tell us the dangers of socialism because they lived it. At the same time, we've got a lot that are glorifying socialism as an alternative to where we are.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me. And I would love to sit down and talk with some people who could have a logical discussion. But when you talk about socialism, they do understand somebody has to pay for it, right? Do they not understand
that they do.
Somebody somewhere has to pay for it?
Yeah.
And that's what I can't understand. You know, you see these programs and things that come out, and, okay, somebody's still paying for it. Russ, can you put a little more in somewhere, somehow?
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the discussion with these people moving from California is they're tired of putting in and not getting ahead. And I think all of us want to work very hard for our families. We want to work very hard for our communities. But are we also getting ahead? Are we seeing some kind of result for our work? And the people that are moving from California, they can afford it, that have a job. It's amazing the quality of life that they're coming over to. You know, you hear people talk about, oh, my gosh, we're going to have to spend $700,000 on a home, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. And here I'm in a 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage for $300,000. And, oh, by the way, there's a backyard.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot. And you see them smiling and they're excited about it, where a lot of people go, oh, my gosh, $300,000 is a lot for a house. With their perspective, it really
is. It's a down payment.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go that far. So you were looking at your phone. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
is there something you wanted to talk about?
No. I just got a couple texts. I just want to make sure they were nothing urgent.
Nothing urgent, some blown engine. We got to go to the shop and repair something.
Yeah, they don't ask me on those.
So tell me, you are starting off January. Do you have any great goals business-wise? Do you have any push for your staff?
It's mostly resolved around policy and procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And writing them up and all that. And that's something, you know, Edward and Down is very
crack
instrumental in helping me, identify and help me with direction on those kind of things.
Any aha moments, like 1, 2, 3 takeaways that have come to mind?
Many.
Okay.
Many.
Any you want to share?
but basic, you know, observations of fundamentals that sometimes we get into our business and we don't see them.
So I'm so glad you said that word, fundamental.
Yeah.
So what does the fundamentals mean to you?
The fundamentals are like, is the parking lot clean? Have we Have we got the hours on the door? Are we treating our, are we greeting our customers properly? You know, are we handling our cash every time right? Are we registering things properly? Are we missing things like that? Are we doing the sales that we should? Are we asking for business? Are we promoting what we know how to do and letting people know it? Those kind of things.
Do you actually teach the people who hadn't handle your cash how to count cash back?
Please tell me. I don't.
Okay. But we're going to have a conversation about that.
Well, we do most. I mean, honestly, we're mostly all credit cards.
Yeah.
In our business.
I think I told you this. I went into a gas station one time. I'm not going to say where, but it's not one of the wonderful local guys. But went into a gas station, and, you know, I pay attention to some of those things. And the cash register, as they rung it up, because I did pay cash, it literally said the change, and then it said how many quarters, how many dimes, how many nickels, and how many pennies. It said the amount of them, not just the total. If you don't understand what 63 cents is in actual, just pick it out of the drawer, there's an issue.
Yeah, well, we grew up with a different understanding, I guess. But my kids know it.
Your kid, well, but they should, and we should teach everybody how to do that. Because how do you even know it's right unless you know how to count it? And you think about it, you go into most stores, they just hand you the change back. Here it is, and you put it in your pocket, and you go.
When I owned Napa, everybody knew how to cash out the cash drawers at the end of the day, and that included counting change, counting everything. Everybody had to do a report every day on their cash drawer.
And you yelled at them, do not open up the change. Don't break a roll of nickels or pennies unless you're down to the last one, because I don't want to count them at the end of it.
You learn that pretty quickly, because they're the ones that had to count it.
Right.
You got to go.
We'll come back after the break. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. NRA SIPC.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
And Happy Friday, everyone. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Good morning to you, Russ.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I am very good. So the previous segment, you had mentioned the word fundamentals. Yes. And some of the fundamentals are, in our business, it's easy to measure certain things because you can clearly say, hey, Russ, what's your interest rate on your loan? And you say, hey, I've got a 5%.
But those are fundamentals to your customers, not fundamentals to your business.
Well, correct. And that's what I was going to say is it's interesting that you know when you need to refinance. You just may not pay attention to what the market is doing. So
right.
If your interest rate is 5% and right now you can get a conventional for under 4,
ooh,
you would assume that's a really good time to refinance.
I would
right?
be sitting down talking to you right now to find out, to verify. Yes.
And here's the fundamentals that most people miss in our business is, do you call your customer? Do you call the person you helped a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years ago? Do you send them an email? Do you send them a letter? Do you send them a text? And even in our business, the fundamentals, you just assume that, hey, I did a good job, so I'm going to expect them to come back. Like, if you fix somebody's car very well, do you just assume they come back to you forever?
No, we should not.
You should not. Most people do, and most people don't do one thing to encourage the customer to come back next week, next month, next year. It's not a promotion.
And how do you do that?
Well, you've seen the biggest one that we do, and the one that's the biggest and showiest is the customer appreciation event. We just had 927 people to our event in November. Now, did we spend a grip of money on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a very large amount, so much so that sometimes corporate frowns on me for doing it, but I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But we spend the money because I think and feel it's right to say thank you to the customers. Now, in the end, can you draw a straight line return on investment? No, but do you know that the word of mouth and the feelings of goodwill and loyalty will result in additional loans coming through?
Absolutely, as long as that goodwill and loyalty, you follow that up with greeting them at the door when they do come back.
And so, greet them at the door. So you say, what are the other fundamentals? There better be a pot of coffee on. The Keurig is full. There's chocolate chip cookies ready. There's somebody with a smile at the front, whether it's Jeanette, our amazing receptionist, or somebody else walking by. If you walk through the lobby and you don't know who's sitting down, you say, hi, how are you? How can we help you? Even if there's somebody else there.
Absolutely. And I love it when businesses do that. I mean, I was at Fry's the other day, and I don't normally go to Fry's for prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
But I went there to get the prescriptions. I'm a new customer there. And someone took care of me immediately, and they were in the back, you know, filling out some paperwork for me. One of the doctors walked by and says, oh, is somebody helping you?
And that's
perfect.
And that's, go back to the community that you're mentioning Edward Garrity is talking about. I think that's what we should be. It's always that, hi, how are you? Have you been helped? And sometimes you just don't get it even in customer service here, which is frustrating. I know you've talked about customer service and even customer service classes. So some of those fundamentals, but it really is, are you willing to follow up on your customer for the next 5 years? 10 years.
And do you do emails and phone calls and things?
We do emails, we do phone calls, we do letters, and we actually spend quite a bit of money still on traditional postage.
So, oh, really?
Why?
Okay.
Why do you think we do that?
I imagine for some people that is a preferred form of communications.
And sometimes it's just my personal feeling. So do you know how many emails I get a day?
A million?
Well, no, not that much. I'm not that important.
You're going to get at least 200.
I'm generally about 4,000 emails a day.
No.
Yes.
4,000?
Well, you have system-wide. I'm also the RI for the state, so I get other stuff for the state for Academy.
I can't possibly read them. It's impossible.
It is literally a chore that I go home at night, still fire up the laptop, and keep going through and making sure I get stuff done. So it's not personal. It's not a, hey, wow, I got an email from Russ, and Russ asked how I was doing, and you spend 3 minutes. So in my belief, the email, what started out as a great instant communication, made people feel special, is now blah. It's just overused. It's spam. It's deleted. And so now I do a lot of texting, and I do a lot of phone calls, and I still do regular mail. Put a stamp on it and send it out so somebody knows. In my mind, if I see a stamp on a letter, not one of those goofy ones that looks like a stamp that's still a bulk mail permit, but if I see somebody with a real stamp on it, I know somebody took the time to fold it and stuff it and put it in an envelope.
And that makes a difference to you.
To me, it does.
And I think to a lot of people it does.
My guess is a lot of people listening to this would probably go, geez, Derek, I just throw your stuff right in the trash. But it makes for good fire starter paper. But, you know, some of those things you just spend money to make sure you right. are working on those fundamentals of customer service. And, you know, one of the stories a long time ago is you hear somebody that does a great job, I mean, a super good job for somebody, and they never followed up. And then they get offended when that person went somewhere else years down the road.
Right.
Well, whose fault is that? Is that the customer's fault, or is that the individual's fault?
And sometimes you could be doing the right thing, and if you're not communicating well, they may think it's not thorough.
So here's one of the fun things. Every time we interview or hire a new person coming into the business, here's one of the questions I ask. Hey, when did you buy your last house? So we had a gentleman who came to work for us. He said, I bought my home 5 years ago. I said, great. Name me the loan officer and name me the real estate agent, the realtor that worked for you. He couldn't name either. Nope. He goes, well, it was a woman real estate agent, and the lender was a guy. He was a guy. I'm like, so that's really what you remember out of this transaction 5 years ago, helping you with the American dream, biggest purchase you've ever made in your lifetime, will be the biggest you ever make in your lifetime until you buy a bigger home, and yet they didn't communicate with you after, you have no idea who they are, so how could you ever use them again? He goes, wow, I guess I never will. And I said, well, clearly you won't because now you're getting in the industry. But whose fault is that? Is that your fault that you had a mediocre experience? Or is it their fault that they never followed up and said, thank you, Russ, for bringing your car into my shop today? Yeah. That kind of a thing. So it is interesting that the customer service fundamentals that I've heard you talk about for near on 10 years, why don't more people do it? And it's not like it's a secret sauce.
But they don't believe it. They get busy with what they're doing. They don't believe it's that important.
Oh, so it's too busy.
We're too busy to do it.
We're all too important to make the customer feel important.
Right.
We're all too busy to do the basics that made us okay in the first place. So it's interesting that's one of our pushes for 2020 is, you know, let's just make sure that tighten up the systems, kind of like you.
Oh, that is a push for you.
It is still a push for us that, you know, we have actually set, here's the metric of how many people you need to go backwards and talk to, even though if you bought a year ago, are you going to buy again this year, Russ?
Probably not.
No. So is it time well spent to talk to people who have bought a year ago?
Probably not to go out of your way. I mean, I wouldn't.
I think
it is. If somebody passed you.
But
are you going to send them letters and mail?
Sure.
Or even a year ago?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because here's the other thing is, I don't know when you have a life event that is needed. And I would rather be there consistently for you.
And then they're recommending you to other people.
That. And you know what? You just never know who you're going to become good friends with. I mean, right. How long have I known you?
Gosh, years, 10, maybe.
Okay.
More.
You know, you just never know that one relationship might lead to something else. Why are we on the radio?
Because we've known each other.
I mean, truthfully.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you just look at sometimes those little things lead to something else. And then part of it is being consistent with some of our memorable items.
But, you know, what you're talking about is something I haven't even instituted yet.
Why not? I'm just kidding.
Oh, because we're... so bad now.
No.
Just brand new, getting structure put in place. We've just started collecting emails and things along those lines to start putting it all in place and sending out reminders for oil changes, those kind of things.
So let me ask you a question. If you found something that would be a huge benefit to a customer and might even be safer for them, but if you found something that would be a huge benefit to the customer, would you make sure that you now start telling every customer about it?
Sure.
Why don't more people do that? That's one of the funny things to me is you look at, like, in our industry, one of the biggest trends over the next few years. Now, you and I have been saying this. I've said it on air for near on 2 years. The biggest population, if you say 1 year of age, what's the biggest driver of home purchase right now? It's age 31 because of the way the population band is, the way people are finishing school later, the way people are staying in their parents' homes longer and then moving into apartments. But even on Fox News this morning, now Fox is saying, hey, this year the single biggest driver of home purchases is people ages 35 and under. well, that does make sense because those are the first-time buyers and the slightly move-ups. But you look at the people who are buying homes, these are also people that may not have all of the things that they need, like refrigerators, washer, dryers. When you build a brand new home, you got to think about things like ceiling fans, blinds, drapes, window treatments,
yep.
You know, tools, things that you need around the house. So one of the industry trends that I'm seeing, and we're starting to suggest these to people, is do you know what a 2-1 buy down is?
No.
All right, let's have some fun conversations. So you understand what discount points are and how you could buy an interest rate down. And I'm not generally thrilled with paying points to get an artificially lower interest rate. But mathematically, you can go through and say, hey, I spent this much money on discount points. This is how much it saved me per month. So it's going to take me this many months to get it back.
Right.
So if you say you can get it back in 30, 45 months, okay, great. If it takes you 97 months, no, don't do it. Now, you look like you have an itchy trigger finger.
That's because you got to go.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the 2-1 buy down after this break, and I think this will be eye-opening for you. This is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU.
Hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a flower.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports. Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. Yuma County health officials confirmed Thursday there has been a death linked to the flu. There are unconfirmed reports from someone who says they are close to the family that it was a 5-year-old girl. Now to the latest on the future of Summerton High School, both the Yuma Union High School District and the city have asked the board to reconsider their decision to not fund the rest of the money needed to build Summerton High School. And during Governor Ducey's visit to Yuma this week, he pledged he would hold the board accountable for their decision. 1,200 students are bused to Kofa High School every single day. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Wonderful. This one.
Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU, Derek Eggerberg, Russ Clark. Good morning to you.
Good to be here.
All right, 2-1 buy down. We were talking about something before you so rudely cut me off
rude.
The break. Just so rude.
It was the clock. But
I'm used to
I'll
it.
I'll take the heat.
Whatever. So, 2-1 buy down. Here's one of the best programs out there. Back in the day, you heard people talking about an adjustable rate mortgage. And why did so many people do an adjustable rate mortgage, Russ?
Well, because it sounded attractive on the front end. Oh, my goodness, I can get my payment way down.
Oh, my goodness, the payment is way down. But the other reason that so many people qualified with that kind of a program is what the industry didn't tell people is on that five-year adjustable, you qualified on that interest rate because the payment was that for the next 5 years. They didn't have to worry about what happens if the interest rate doubled and your payment went up on month 61. So lots of people got into the home because they could qualify with an adjustable
for the lower end,
but they couldn't qualify if they were buying a 30-year fix. The 2-1 buy down is a 30-year fixed program, period, end of story. Now, what that means, though, is like a discount point, you or someone is paying that fee up front, and it's typically about 2.5 points, but it is really exactly the interest that's saved. So there's no gimmick. There's no weirdness to it. It's whatever the interest saved over 2 years is, that's what the fee is. But let's say today you could get a 3.75 interest rate on a 30-year fix. The 2-1 buy-down says if you bought a, let's call it a $100,000 home, 2.5% of that's $2,500. So I'm giving you the rough numbers. That interest rate, instead of at 3.75 the first year, is 1.75.
Wow.
It's 2% lower the first 12 months. Then it's 1% lower the second 12 months. So it's 1.75 the first year, it's 2.75 the second year, and it's 3.75 the rest of the years from year 3 through 30, fixed rate mortgage never going up. Now, as a lender, what do I have to qualify you on as the borrower?
The highest end.
Perfect answer. So you're still qualifying on that 3.75. So why is this an attractive loan to a lot of people? Number one, if you're buying a brand new home, what do you typically need in your kitchen or your laundry room?
Everything for the new home to cover the windows, you know, maybe a piece of furniture, a washer, all appliances, you name
it. I think you've done this before. I think you know these answers.
Too many times.
But you're 100% correct. There's appliances, there's window coverings, there's furniture, and that's one of the other stopping points that a lot of people have is they go, man, we can afford to get into the house, but then I can't afford the furniture.
Sweet.
Secondly, what do you expect to happen to people's income over time?
Increase.
Okay. Not much, but let's not, you know,
but stable, you're in the right direction.
Stable, steady, you're going in the right direction. So you take a 2-1 buy down, you get a payment that is much lower the first year, kind of lower the second year. That gives you the time to buy the appliances, the furniture, and let your income continue to appreciate. All the while, the home should be appreciating. All the while, you're enjoying the home that you qualified for anyway, because you still have to qualify at that higher rate. Now, here's one of the cool things is, again, a lot of people are asking the seller to pay closing costs. A lot of times, you might have a new build where the incentive is to pay the closing costs. I can use that money to do a 2-1 buy down. So as an example, a $250,000 home over in the neighborhood, say Driftwood out in the foothills, one of the brand new higher end subdivisions. If that $250,000 home, principal, interest, taxes and insurance on an FHA loan at 4%, because I did the calculations this morning, that payment is $1,521. Okay? That's a normal 30-year fix. That's what you have to qualify on. Well, if you do the 2-1 buy down, clearly there's a cost to get into it. The payment the first year is $1,251.
Big difference.
$1,251 for a $250,000 home, you know, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 3-car garage, get into something amazing for the family, and you've got the time to get the window coverings that you want, the appliances that you want. I know you're going to go buy furniture because nobody moves into a new home and brings that 20-year-old sofa that, you know, somebody burnt a hole in with a cigarette, those kind of things. So you give yourself the time. Now, first year, $1,251. Second year, $1,375. Next, right back to the $1,521 that I was telling you. So it doesn't go up any higher than what you and I originally qualified you on. And we're going to sit down and say, Russ, you understand your payment is really $1,521 forever, right?
Right.
Are you comfortable with that?
That's the right question.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you budget and afford that right now? Say, sure I can. Okay, great. This is why we're going to do this, because you don't know it, but I know it, that you're going to move in and you're going to go, man, I really want two more ceiling fans. Or, you know, I really want, instead of my old washer dryer, I really want the nice washer dryer that's the high efficiency and this kind of stuff. So I know there's those other purchases, and that's what I believe stops a lot of people from buying that new home that they want, is they just can't see the path to finishing out the appliances and furnitures. So 2-1 buy down, if you haven't heard of that already, it's been around for a long time. I promise you're going to hear a ton about this. And my guess is, as you start to see this happen, you're going to start to see companies start marketing them online, because this is the new wave of people affording a house. Eh, maybe you won't hear it online. You know what? You probably won't. Why? Come on, Russ. Why won't you hear major...
Because there's not as much money in it.
Well, there's no profit to it.
Profit, yeah.
There is no profit to it. So maybe you probably won't hear about that online. You're still going to see major companies marketing and advertising.
Why do you offer it, then?
Because it's the right thing to do to the customer.
Right. So, and you're after return business, not necessarily today's business, but the forever business.
I have this fear. So I have two fears in my life, Russ. One, the reason I go to work early and I stay late and I'm always the first in, last out, I have this weird fear that I'm going to be homeless on the library lawn.
Okay.
Don't ask me where it comes from, but I have to outwork that fear. It's something weird inside. The second fear is I'm going to be in Fry's or Albertson's or Walmart, and I don't want the can of Campbell's soup beaning me on the back of the head.
Because I remember you.
Because I didn't do something right for a customer. So I'd rather sit down and say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, this is the right program, because what you really haven't even figured out is it's going to cost you some money for blinds. Because most people don't even look at that on new construction. They see an amazing home, they're ready to move in, and then they go, oh my gosh, my bedroom has no blinds on it.
Right.
You know, how am I going to get dressed in the morning? Oh my gosh. You know, so a lot of those things are going to come up over the next 6-12 months that you'll see us talking about here in Yuma. But this is the time. Do you remember the old Devo song, Whip It?
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay. Whip It Good.
You know, go forward, move ahead. To me, 2020 is the year that a lot of people are going to be moving out of the old first home they had and into something like that $250,000 home. That 2-1 buy down is a great program for somebody moving ahead, because now let's pretend you're in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, and you happen to have 3 or 4 kids. It's time to get that bigger home. Well, geez, I don't know if we can afford it, because now we got to buy furniture for 2 more rooms and we got to put these things in. That 2-1 buy down is my last 3 customers. That's what's allowing them to buy in driftwood. And guess what they're going to do with their old small home? Come on.
Rent it.
They're turning it into a rental. So one by one, we're teaching people how to, again, get ahead, the American dream, how to invest, how to become financially independent. And it's so funny that some people just don't think it's obtainable, and you spend an hour with them, and they start smiling just like you are right now. I wish you all could see Russ smiling on air. But all of a sudden, it's like the plan is crystal clear that I can do this.
Right.
And it's not that bad. And then you say, hey, whoever told you that you couldn't do it? And most people think, and they'll stumble, and, well, I guess nobody really told me I couldn't do it. Oh, so it's all this artificial fear that you baked in why you couldn't get ahead, because everybody else you hang around isn't getting ahead. Why not? Why can't you be Russ Clark and start your own business?
Oh, you can.
Well, you know it. But how many people go, man, I could never be Russ Clark. I could never start a business.
Most of them, unfortunately. But that's not the country we're in. We're in a country that anything's possible.
And now I go back to the couple I met late last night, the lady who's tearfully crying, looking at the Declaration of Independence, talking about how she just moved here, she and her husband are buying a home. You know, she understands that let's go forward, let's move ahead. I mean, I should probably go get the
diva. Sometimes it takes a foreigner, somebody that hasn't grown up here. They look at us from afar and say, wow, if I were in America, I could do anything. Yeah, and they get here, and sure enough, they're right, they can.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that grew up here sometimes that don't understand.
Now, let me ask a question, because you're very into the psychological profile of people and digging in. What gives one person the ability to say, hey, see that blank 50 acres over there? I'm going to till it, I'm going to plow it, and I'm going to grow my family's future. And what gives somebody else the vision to go, oh my gosh, that's just an ugly piece of dirt. You know, what is that?
That's environment. I mean, how we grow up, our culture. And I'm talking about family culture, not, mm-hmm. not, you know, whether you're Hispanic or whatever. It's family culture. It's your family.
Yeah.
And the best thing we can do for our kids is let them know by demonstration everything's possible. By demonstrations, if we can show them that it's not, it's all possible for me, they'll know it's possible for them. Don't tell them to do it. Go do it yourself and let them watch you. And they'll grow up with that attitude of seeing things that other people don't see.
And if you could take one person, you know, each one teach one. Find somebody and grow them. You sent a young lady in to me to talk. And
Gabby, she was here this morning.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, she said hi on the way out, but it seems like they were running to breakfast. But, you know, did she have any, was there any possibility of her buying a home the day she came in to talk to me?
No.
No. And how long did we end up sitting and talking?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, a long time.
You know, hour and a half. One of the funnest things for me was, again, seeing Gabby. Okay, here's somebody who wants to learn, wants to know, sees that there's this opportunity out there. And I think a lot of things really clicked with her on, you know, buying a home 4 or 5 years later. It's not a stress. You buy another home, turn it into a rental. I really believe she still has that plan. And it would be interesting to see 10 years from now what the whole thing looks like for her.
Something else about Gabby, and that you probably already know, is that she's not just going to do it for herself. She'll do it so she can show others.
Mm-hmm.
She's about helping people. So everything she learns that you teach her, it's going to not go to one place and stop. It'll go to multiple places.
Yeah. So as far as looking at the market, you know, again, here we are, 2020. The market is very good. Interest rates are still very low. The stock market is in a great spot. You and I understand that stock market and the bond market should work in opposites, which
mostly
for the last year, they've been very good on both sides. Stock market's at all-time highs. We're still near all-time lows for interest rates. It's a great time to buy. Home prices are still not that expensive. So things are very affordable. And I go back to, you mentioned the word perspective. These people who are trying to raise families in California who are moving here, why? They have the perspective that this is very affordable, and this is exactly the place to be to raise a family. And yet there's still some people in Yuma that go, oh, my gosh, no, everything's too expensive. Yeah. Oh, I won't do it.
Absolutely.
So this is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
You might find out who you are.
Happy Friday, everyone. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, Money Talk. And I can't believe there's only 10 minutes left in the hour.
That's all there is.
There's an old proverb that says, Russ, when is the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago.
Oh, gosh, yes.
When's the second time to plant, the second best time to plant a tree?
10 years ago? I don't know, today.
You only got two choices. If you planted it 20 years ago, you're already enjoying the shade. If you plant it today, okay, now you're starting to grow it, and it will bear fruit at some point. And what's the first four letters in the word plant?
P-L-A-N, plan.
Nice job.
Plan.
Oh, you know,
I figured it all out.
I didn't
use my fingers.
I don't care what anybody says about Russ. He actually did pay attention. So planning is the same thing. For me, that analogy, when is the best time to plan to buy a home? Well, it's last week, last month, last year. When is the second best time to plan for buying a home? Today.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And I don't care if, just like needing the shade from a tree, you know what? It's going to take you 5-10 years to get the shade from the tree. I don't care if it's going to be 5-6-7 months, 5-6-7 years before you're going to buy a home. The next best time to plan for it is now, because what you don't understand is 72% of all credit reports have errors on them. Okay, 37% of those errors are enough to get you not to qualify for a mortgage, and you may not even know they're there.
Right.
You may have had a credit card company report lates that are not there. I had a lady that had a foreclosure on her credit report. She's never owned a home. The foreclosure was 14 years ago.
So paperwork errors can happen.
The foreclosure is 14 years ago. She's 27 years old.
Oh, she's
Do the
young
math.
Yeah.
She was 13. She couldn't have even signed on a mortgage. Now, is it going to take some time to get that fixed?
Does it?
It guaranteed in her case.
Is it months?
In her case, it's going to be police reports and some legal things. So that's probably a six-month journey minimum for her. Most people, it's months. But again, to the point, when is the best time to come in? Now.
Before you're ready. You know, it is planning. Like you say, it's planning. But if you know you're ever going to buy a house, ever, go today. Just go. And, you know, I like firearms.
You do?
I mean, for protection and all that. And you want to learn to firearm before you need it.
Yes.
And the same with this, you know. Don't start learning about buying a house the day you're going to buy it. You want to learn about buying a house months ahead of time and get prepared months and months ahead of time. And you're the one that's going to show them how to handle the paper end of it.
It's a very emotional thing when you're buying a home and going through it, but it should be a very logical 1 + 1 = 2.
But you'll take the drama out of that emotion. That emotion will just be happiness, because you won't have any surprises. It'll all be preparation. And you'll let them know what to expect, how to expect it, what you qualify for, how to qualify, how to get your credit in line so that there's never a question when you're ready.
Right.
And all of those things. So when it comes time to buy a house, it's just going to be the joy.
So then the offer is, if it's you, if it's a family member, if it's a coworker, if you know somebody who needs like to actually sit down and just ask some questions in a non-judgmental environment,
because
clearly I see everybody financially naked, and I promise I was there too, and it, you know, I made way more mistakes than anybody else. Call the office, sit down with myself or Ray or Bill or Tara or Rosa or anybody in there. You're going to get our time, good advice, and we'll walk the path with you.
And you know that, you know, I ran into a young lady the other day, says, I want to buy a house someday, and I said, oh, go see Eric today. Go see Derek today. And she showed up at your office.
And she did.
Absolutely.
And she spoke very highly of you, and we had a great conversation, and she's on that path.
Yeah.
And is it a path today? No. Is it a path in the very near future? Yes. And had you not helped influence her kind of from the side and say, you need to do this, all you're doing is kicking that can down the road. And that's what...
So many people don't want to come in and talk to me because they're afraid of what that can is, and they just keep kicking the can down the road and kicking the can down the road. And at some point, that can starts to hurt, or you get it lost in the weeds, and then you don't even have the can to kick anymore.
Right.
Stop kicking the can down the road.
Everyone's always going to get around to it. You know, we're going to get around to planning, but time to do it now. I've known people that have rented their whole lives.
Which is interesting to me because, and most people don't understand it. You and I think we talked about it a couple months ago. You're paying a mortgage. It's just not your own mortgage. Mm-hmm. And then the worst thing is they go, well, it's safer. No, it's not. Because, Russ, if you don't make the rent payment, what happens to you?
you get kicked out. You have to look for a new place because you're not there.
You get kicked out. What happens if you don't make your mortgage payment?
Same thing.
You get kicked out. The result is literally the same thing. You're going to get kicked out. You lose the money that you potentially were spending on it. But the likelihood is most people I know that have that fear are good, honest, hardworking people that pay their bills on time, that just want to make sure their family is protected. And I know they say those things because they're trying to be the safest for their family, but somewhere they got the mindset wrong that paying somebody else is better than paying yourself and having it paid off over time.
You know, I strategically rented for 3 years because the market, when I moved to San Diego, was in free fall.
Bunch of crazies over there.
And it stayed in free fall the whole 3 years I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I rented for those 3 years and left and came to Yuma.
But you did that strategically because you understood the economics and you made that decision.
I did not want to live there and I wasn't going to stay there. I wasn't going to have a rental absentee.
And there's times that I love rentals. You know, I talk about that. There's times I tell people, nope, you're not going to do rental. I'm going to tell you, no, that's not the thing to do. And some people will, you know what? I had a customer that she'd probably rented for 24, 25 years. You know what? I know you're not going to move again because you've been here for a very long time. Let's get you into a home, pay it off over time, and when you're done, you have it free and clear. Then you don't have to pay anymore. Now, well, you do. You still have to pay the piper, taxes, and insurance.
You always pay the government.
But, you know, that's how you make a difference. So it's interesting. You could see the light bulb in her eyes, and then she's like, oh, my gosh, I just wasted, like, 20 years renting. Well, you know what? Best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. Second best time is right now today. So if you want to talk about whether it's buying a home, fixing your credit, fixing an error, maybe buying a rental property. You know, we advertise the commercials here. I still do investing seminars talking about how I buy rental properties and what I suggest people look in. If you want to know in a non-judgmental way and there's no pressure, because do something with it, great. Don't do something with it, great. I know that most people that I see that are affluent are business owners and real estate owners. Well, which of the two can I help influence, Russ?
Both, but no real estate.
Mostly
sure.
Real estate. You know, a little bit of business owner, but mostly the real estate. So that's what I believe I need to do is influence on the side there. You own a business.
Right.
What can you help most people understand?
Oh, the stuff I know in business.
There you go.
I've got experience.
And in the end, each one teach one. Are you willing to find the Gabbies and say, hey, Gabby, let me mentor you a little bit. Let me help you learn at age 18 what I wish I had known back then.
Absolutely.
Why is that so gosh darn difficult for some people to get in their cranium?
And the nice thing is, like I just told you, I know Gabby's going to be taking that information and not only doing something with it, but sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's good for our communities.
Agreed. And that's what go back to one of the things you were talking about. What do I love about Yuma? I think it's a very special place that people still know you, like you, trust you. By the way, tomorrow? Tomorrow, Territorial Marathon. Boston Qualifier. If you love running 10Ks, half marathons, full marathon, jump on the Caballeros de Yuma website. You can still register. The marathon is tomorrow, and it is a Boston Qualifier. It'll be cold. I will be out there working. Are you working?
I haven't scheduled yet.
Get on. You know what? Go schedule it. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Have a safe and happy weekend, everyone.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.